So I haven't really spoken so much about the Cassie Diddy situation on YouTube anyway. I did make a TikTok about it if you do want a brief idea of my thoughts. But following that, I also made a TikTok about Carisha and her relationship with Diddy and whether or not it's likely that she's experiencing a similar type of abuse from him. Now, I definitely don't think he's doing the things that he did to Cassie, like as far as trigger warning, as far as, you know, sexually assaulting her, beating her to that extent, hiring male prostitutes to assault her. Like, I definitely don't think it goes that far with Young Miami. I mean, we're in a different time now. People have their phones out all the time. So you just can't get away with that type of thing. Diddy's also older. Like, I just feel like he probably wouldn't be as comfortable abusing her in that manner the way he did with Cassie. He took Cassie's voice away from when she was 19 years old. Like, he did a lot of work over the span of a decade to that young girl, so he could be much more aggressive with his abusive behavior in that sense. Where it comes to Young Miami, she was already a celebrity in her own right before he attached himself to her, and she has a kid. Like, she's just got, you know, a lot of people around her. Like, we just have heard whispering, so I definitely don't think it goes that far. But I don't think it's a stretch or a reach to say that he's abusing her in some way. Do I think that it could be likely that she might not even be aware that it's abuse because she feels like maybe she's just putting up with shit that she wouldn't usually put up with for the sake of a bag? Could be, but I'm definitely 90 to 95% sure that if we were to know everything that he was doing to her behind closed doors and break it down, we would definitely think that it falls into the category of abusive behavior. Whether that abusive behavior is sexual, physical, mental, or emotional, I don't know. It's likely that it's not heavily physical because he is an older man now. I don't think he'd be doing all of that. But I'm sorry, you just can't tell me. The things detailed in Cassie's lawsuit and the things that are now coming out that he's done with other women, that man is, trigger warning again, an aggressive artist. Like, he is a woman beater. He is bottom of the barrel scum. Like, he's that level of an abuser. So you can't tell me that he doesn't mistreat any woman that's in his vicinity. I just don't think that happens. I feel like it's likely that women that are around him that weren't with him in that capacity didn't have a sexual or romantic relationship with him. Yes, it's likely that they came away from their experiences with him unscathed. But I do think it's very different when you compare a romantic or sexual relationship. I don't feel like he's capable of having a healthy, unabusive relationship, if unabusive is a word. So you can't tell me that he's not doing anything to Young Miami. And then obviously we've seen the pictures of her wearing white nail varnish all the time when she's with him. If you read the lawsuit, you'll know that he specifically requested that Cassie wears white nail polish because of the contrast of the color when she's touching the men's penises, because he specifically requested dark-skinned black men. So that's clearly a fetish of his, and I don't feel like that is a coincidence. It could be a coincidence, but my gut tells me there's something in it, because I feel like Carisha would do that if he asked her to. So it doesn't seem like a stretch. I also think it's likely that he requests that she has sex with men in front of him, but it's probably consensual on her end. Like, you know, she's a freak. And I think that she's made it very clear that she's willing to do what Diddy pleases in that sense. So I think it's likely that he's doing the same thing, but it's consensual. It's not done against her will, but that doesn't mean he's not abusing her in other ways. And I'm just saying this to say that I don't feel like this is a reach in any way. And I'm sure that most people that have read the lawsuit in full would feel the same. So I really don't understand personally why when people speak of Carisha in Young Miami, it's with a much lighter, jokey tone. They're more making fun of the fact that she's aligned with him, and I really don't understand why. They're either doing that or they're demanding that she say something and speak on the Cassie situation. For me personally, I don't necessarily need her to say anything, because what's she really gonna say that adds any merit? Like, she wasn't there. She doesn't know Cassie. She doesn't really know what happened. I mean, I'm sure she's heard things, but she doesn't know anything for a fact. So what's her speaking on it gonna say? If she does want to say anything at all, I would want her to say that she's separating herself from that man because she's just not trying to attach herself to him right now. I mean, whether she believes it or not, I feel like the way she's made up, she is gonna think about herself and herself only. So if she feels like she has more of a benefit than staying with Diddy at this point in time, she's gonna stay with him, and she's gonna keep quiet, and she's gonna keep doing her thing with him. But I don't want that for her. I feel like no woman needs to be around a scary, evil man like that. He is unsafe. So nobody should want any woman or man to be in his vicinity, as far as I'm concerned. And I feel like my opinion is an unpopular one, and I really don't get why, because I tweeted about it last night, and even one of my friends was replying and saying the reason why some people might feel like they're not that sympathetic towards her is because she's a bird and she's been ignorant. And you know, she was even arguing with one of his girlfriends that he was abusing. She's now spoken up about his abuse. I feel like people bringing that up is really interesting for a couple of reasons, because I'm not saying that she's not ignorant and she's not a bird. People knew this about her though, and it didn't seem to be an issue until now. As far as I knew, Karisha was very well liked. So I think it's very interesting now that this is happening that all of a sudden people are looking at her differently, because as much as when she said those things to, I don't remember that woman's name, but she's one of Diddy's many girlfriends. So Karisha said something along the lines of, if Diddy made you eat pussy today, you'd stick your face in it. Something like that. Like, if he made you eat this box, you would eat it, kind of thing. Talking about her. So she's kind of trying to position herself as like the bottom bitch. But obviously at the time we're thinking this is all consensual. It could still be, we still don't really know. That's unclear on Carisha's part. But along with that, she also said one or two racial slurs, which were obviously very wrong and uncalled for. And I said that at the time that it happened, along with everybody else in the comments. But the problem is, when certain people like Young Miami, who are a little bit or a lot ignorant, people tend to kind of move on from it quite quickly. Like, a couple weeks later they do something else and then they're funny again, or you know, people have just forgotten about it because so much has happened in the blogs. It doesn't make it okay, but I'm just saying it's interesting now how people have all of a sudden decided to act like it's a big deal, because people still remember that at the time that it happened, but they conveniently didn't feel like it was a big deal. But now that she's in a situation where she could potentially be a victim of abuse, people all of a sudden feel like, oh, she's not the right victim. I feel like it is that mentality, because Cassie's quiet, because Cassie, we don't really know her like that because of what she's been through. We don't really know anything about her personality. And even before all this happened, she pretty much had public sympathy, because people were saying how sad it was that Diddy was with her 10 years and did marry her, and she just had to dip up out of that relationship. So even before all this happened, the majority opinion on Cassie was a positive one. And then now she's come out with this tragic, horrible story, and obviously she has the majority of people's sympathy. So I feel like because Carisha doesn't represent herself like that, people are gonna poke holes a little bit and act like because she's a more problematic person, her abuse doesn't matter. And I don't agree with that. I feel like that line of thinking is very problematic. And for the life of me, I don't understand why her exchange with that woman that Diddy was seeing means anything in comparison to whether or not he's abusing her. To me, we're conflating two completely separate things. If you look at it from the lens of they potentially are both being abused by him, her going back and forth and attacking her pales in comparison to, like, Diddy is the problem, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't care about Carisha going back and forth with her outside of the racism. The racism is obviously inexcusable, but I said that at the time and so did everybody else. So I don't really understand why people are attaching it to this now when it literally has no correlation. I just don't like the fact that people's sympathy only extends as far as how much we like the person. I don't think that that's right, personally. Perhaps I'm misreading or misinterpreting what people are thinking and saying in regards to Carisha and Diddy, but that's what it looks like to me, and I don't think it's cool. Because if Carisha is being abused by that man, we now officially know that it's not a safe space for her to come out and tell her story like it has been with Cassie or his other abuse victims who have been quieter in the past. And I don't like that. I don't feel like it's cool. I feel like you can feel the way you feel about somebody, you can think that things they've said and done are not right, but also separate that from horrific things that are happening to them as far as it stems to abuse. And I know that this is all based on an assumption, but I feel like it's an assumption that it's pretty safe to make, like I said, considering the lawsuit. Because I don't believe that anybody that's vulnerable around that man or has that type of relationship isn't suffering at the hands of him. You don't just stop being that person. It doesn't happen that way. So yeah, Carisha, thoughts, prayers, and I'm not even joking when I say that. Generally, like, I feel like it's crazy that I'm one of the only people, it seems like, that has empathy for what she might also be suffering from the hands of that man. Doesn't make what she said and done in the past right, but it doesn't mean that I can't extend my sympathies to her for being a potential victim of abuse. That's just how I feel. But yeah, all quiet on the Carisha front, very much so. She hasn't really posted anything. I mean, she's posted some pictures of her kids over Thanksgiving. They posted a little reel of her features on different songs yesterday. So it's pretty clear that a PR team is running her social media. She's stepped away at this point. And I do wonder what the future of Carisha and the City Girls looks like at this point, because they've had a huge attachment to Diddy as of recent months. And I wonder whether or not that will change. I wonder if she will make the decision to separate herself from him. I really hope she does. Whatever the reasons are, I hope she does it, because I feel like that's what needs to be done. Nobody needs to be around that man, as far as I'm concerned. He needs to heal, pray, and take accountability for his crimes, although we know that will never happen. It does look like God is coming for that ass, though. So I do hope that all of these victims saying something will turn into a huge criminal case. I don't know if it exactly works like that because it's been so long, but it would be really, really great to see Diddy get his comeuppance, because that is an evil, evil man. And that's really all I have to say on Diddy and Carisha.